Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Chavtes, as we have the last amud of the third parak going into the fourth parak here in Mesechet Rosh Hashanah, and this is one of those jam-packed dafim, as the past two have been, and we will try to fit in as much as we can into the time allotted to us. So last time we got up to only the last skinny line, so we'll start with that. Umina Timra on Chav Chesem Abeis. Umina Timra, how do we know the yisod that the Gemara had just come up with, and that is related to the sugya of Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra, which was a main sugya on yesterday's Gemara. And the Gemara said maybe there's only an iser within the time of the mitzvah. If it's after the time of the mitzvah, there is no longer a problem of Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra. So how do you know that? So minat timra d'than. So says the Mishnah in Meseches Zvachim. Hanitan v'matana achas, shenis arvu b'nitan v'matana achas. If so, we have karbanos. Kohen has a karban. It's a busy time in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say it was a busy day, and he has cups of blood, and he has to sprinkle them, and then he got mixed up with one of the cups that, not really a cup, but a mizrak, that's supposed to be sprinkled once on the Mizbeach, let's say Bechor, and others, another one that had to be sprinkled four times, which is a chatas. So what do you do? Right, they're mixed up. So matana achas, matana achas, shenis arvu b'nitana matana achas. You know, matana achas. That's no problem. If it's the one and the one, even if it's different karbanos, do the same exact action, and then you're okay. Matan damin b'dalad b'matan dalad, yinatnu b'matan dalad. Good. The problem is matan dalad b'matan achas. If you have ones that got mixed up, matan dalad, ones that are supposed to be sprinkled four times, like a chatas that got mixed up with matan achas, ones that are supposed to be sprinkled only once, right? Rashi says, Dam Bechor. Dam Bechor is the ones. What was the earlier cases? Dam Bechor and Dam Bechor that got mixed up. Or with Dam Meiser. That's Rashi. They're both ones. But if it's four, Rashi here says, Shlamim Ashem Ola Toda, which are Shtayim Shehein Arba, which is not really Arba. I said Arba because that's what it seems, the Gemara seems. Rashi, for certain reasons, seems to say that it's not a Chatas.
Different spot.
The Gemara says there. Good. Chatas is above, and the others are below. Shlamim and Asham and Toda are all below. And that's why Rashi says Rezit. Yes, thank you. Rabbi Lazar Omer, you don't have to matan dalet. So Rabbi Lazar says, right, because we pask it as we know the Mishnah says in Zvachim that if you do less matanos, even just one, that is okay by the Evid, but the wrong spot would not be okay. Good. So says the Gemara, you don't have to matan dalet. Rabbi Lazar says you do it four. Because of the one that's mixed up, that might be Shtayim Shein Arba. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yinotru B'matan Achas. No, only do one. Why? Amar Lo Rabbi Lazar, hurry over a Bal Tigra. What do you mean if you do less than you're supposed to, you're violating Bal Tigra? Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, hurry over a Bal Tosef. No, you're going to violate Bal Tosef if you do one extra. Amar Lo Rabbi Lazar, Lo Nomer Bal Tosef, El Keshu Ba'atzmo. Bal Tosef is only when you're doing something by itself, and there's no other reason that you're doing it, and you're doing it dafka to add on to the mitzvah, and that's why it's a problem. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, lo nomar bal tigra elok shu ba'atzmo. Yeshua says, no, but bal tigra also. So far it seems equal. Why would you say one over the other? The ode amar Rabbi Yehoshua, but now Rabbi Yeshua has an added factor. Kishalo nasata avarta al bal tigra. Vilo asisa maisa biyatcha. Do not do an extra one. You violate Bal Tigra in a passive way. You don't do something. That's better. Kishanasata avarta al Bal Tosef yasiza ma'isa biyadecha. But when you give an extra matana, when you do an extra zrika, so then you are violating Bal Tosef, which is an active prohibition. And we always know that an avera b'kum va'aseh is more chamer than an avera b'shev al ta'aseh. So I'd rather violate Bal Tigra than Bal Tosef. That is the Mishnah. So now explains the Gemara. V'ha hacha kiva diavle matana mi bechor of rele lizimne. What's the case? Bechor. Let's say it gets mixed up with the shlamim. So once I do matana achas, bechor is finished. The blood of the bechor in here is finished. The mitzvah is over. You're only supposed to do one. And yet, if I would give another matana, I would violate Bal Tosef. V'katani d'avar mishum Bal Tosef. Why? Why do you say that? Lav mishum de amrin. And isn't it because we would say, kiva de ilu misrami le bukhra achrina, if I would have another bachar to put its matanos on the mizbeach, hadar mazemine, I would again do hazah. The world of bachar is not finished. So that's why, kula yomri zimne. So the whole day is the time for bachar. So doesn't this help me understand that Baal Tosef could be, as long as it's within the time of the mitzvah? So to here, it's still within the time of the mitzvah of Matanos for Bechor. So Gemara says, no, maybe not, be my Dilma Kasava Rabbi Yeshua, mitzvos over Alena Filishalob is manan. No, maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds otherwise. He argues on what we said earlier. Maybe it's finished. It's Shalom Bizmano, but the Chiddush of Baal Tosef is even after its time. Maybe that's the Chiddush. So the Gemara says, no. Anan hachika amrinan, Rav Shimon bar Abba. No, this is what Rav Shimon bar Abba, who asked the earlier question about minayin lekohen sheolo leduchen. How do we know that the kohen should not say, should not be a mosif in the brachos? This is how he would understand and use this mishnah. My taima, or how the Gemara understands this question. My taima shavik masdisun mosif mi braisa. Why did he who asked the question on the sheet of Baal Tosef that you only over bismanon? So why didn't he ask from this mishnah? Instead, he asks from the Braisa of how do you know that a Kohen that's all a Dochid shouldn't say, once I have Rishus, I can be most of a Bracha. So it's always more authoritative and stronger to ask from a Mishnah. So why do you only ask from the Braisa? Losev mi Masdisan. Masdisan, my time, below Mosev. Why didn't he ask from the Mishnah? Kivan ti ilu misramile bukhra achrina, boy mazimine, kulayoma zimnehu. Since that's the sfer, how you would explain the Mishnah, that because since if you would have had a Bechor, it would continue to be this man, so Braisa nami. So to the Braisa, you say that's why you didn't ask for the Mishnah? You can explain the Braisa that way too. Kiva di misrami tzibura achrina. If the Kohen would walk into a different tzibur, that would be up to Ritzei, he would have to run and wash his hands. Hadamavarech kule yome zimne. So to the Braisa. So what's the difference? What would be the difference of the cases? That would be the question on Rav Shimon bar Abba. Rav Shimon bar Abba would answer as follows. Hasa mosagi de lo yahiv. By Bechor, if he gets the carbon, if he gets another Bechor, so then he would have to. It would be a choice. He would have to do the Matanos. Rashi says, Ihadar misrami le de kachim lo mafsid. Right? He cannot do it. Hacha, ibay mevarech, ibay lo mevarech. But by a Kohen, he can, but he has no obligation to walk around and to find every other tzibur, and if he walks in and he walks out before the proper time, so there's no need to, right? Tosfos on the bottom, last Tosfos, mashma mikan tekivan de'ala l'duchin pam achas bayom shuv ena chozer ba'asei de'amar lahem. Right, once you duchined one day, it's finished. It doesn't matter if you're in a shul and you don't duchin again. There's no more asei. You fulfilled your asei for the day. But the pasuk says, "Amar lahem kol hayom dehaka amar yibayla mavarech." So it says here, Tosfos understands that once a day is all. Right? This is one of those mitzvos. The Stiper points us out in Maseches Brachos. One of the mitzvos that is open ended. Torah says just to do it. So how do you know how often the Torah wants you to do a mitzvah? Torah says learn Torah. The Torah says to put on tefillin. The Torah says to remember Amalek. Right? There are many mitzvahs, but the Torah does not give any time period. So how do you know how often the Torah wants you to do it? So most of the time, if it is purely an asay, most of the time we assume once a day, every day. Once a day, every day, if it is a mitzvah's asay. That's tefillin, that's birchas kohanim. Once a day, every day. Tefillin, we used to wear it more. What's the minimum? Once a day, every day. Talmud Torah, there it gets a little more tricky, because it's not just once a day, every day, it also says in Yehoshua, v'higisa bo yom v'alayla, and b'shach b'chov v'kumecha. So that gets a little more tricky, and the stipler ends up saying, how often is that? During all of our free time. So how do you define free time? Right, we have to eat, and we have to be with, make a parnasa, and we have to be involved in other things. But during all of our free time, and we have to make sure that we use our free time, and we have to be honest with what our free time is. Oh, I don't have any free time. No, Rabbi Shmuel Salanter told us that, you know, if we learn a little Musar, we'll realize we have a lot more free time during the day. Good. So that's Talmud Torah. What about Berachas Kohanim? Once a day, every day. What about Mechiyas Amalek? What about Zechiras Amalek? So there you have a Lo Saseh connected to it also. There is also Lo Tishkach. So which, How do you understand it? So some achronim say a beautiful idea regarding that mitzvah. That is, we know that the Ramban says in Maseches Kiddushin, towards the end of the first parak, the Gemara there lists off all the mitzvahs asay that are not zman grama, and therefore women are obligated. Women are obligated, like Hashavas Aveda. Women have to do Hashavas Aveda because it's not zman grama. And putting up a ma'akeh, and shiluach hakan, and others. These are all not zman grama, so women have to do it. Ask the Ramban, ask the Ritva. Why are these examples, these are the model examples of zman grama and non-zman grama, therefore women are obligated? Forget it. Even if these were zman grama, women would be obligated. Why? They also have a lo sase related to them. Every one of them, the Gemara lists. Hashavas aveda lo sucha lehis aleim. And a ma'ake lo sasen damim beveisecha. Right? Every one of them on the list has a lo sase. Dafka, these are the ones the Gemara picks. Pick an assay that is no los assay. Here, even if it would be time-bound, women would be obligated. Says the Ramban, a tremendous chiddush. Sometimes when you have mitzvos that have assays and los assays, one is ikker and one is tafel. And one is there just to be mechazik the other one. And you have to figure out sometimes what's the ikker. So the Ramban says, by all of those on the list in the Brisa, at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, the assay is ikker. And the los assay is just there to bolster the assay. Do I return this lost item? And don't turn you back. Make sure you return the lost item. The ikar is the assay. And therefore says the Ramban, even if these mitzvahs would be, time bound, even though there is a los assay connected to it, women will be obligated in it. Because the ikar is the assay. Even though the los assay is there, it's just to be mechazik. Maybe the mitzvah tzedakah also. Some rishonim say elsewhere. But that's one time. What's an example where the los assay is ikar? And the assay is there just to be v'chazik the assay. So some suggest maybe this by Amalek. Lo tishkach. Don't forget. And there's a mitzvah to remember it. But the ikar is just not to forget it. Therefore, the Sefer HaChinuch's lashon is, however you have to remember it, once a year, once every 2 years, whatever it is to make sure that I don't forget. So it's the assay that's bolstering the los assay in that context, and that's why you don't have to remember it every day. There's a minug of the Shlach Kadosh to mention the Sheis Achiris every day, but that's a minug. The mitzvah, the chiyuv, is at most once a year. That's why we do it once a year, because the Gemara said we forget things after 12 months, at least certain types of ideas, certain types of events. That's why we do it once a year. But the Chinuch Lashon, the Chinuch says in the days of old, they used to finish the Torah every 2 years, every 3 years, so Chazar Mesakin Parsha Zachar before Purim. But really, his lashon is even less than that because the ikar is the los assay and not just the assay. So Berachas Kohanim is just an assay. Kind of getting back to our discussion, and that is as long as one does it once during the day, so that is it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskas, the beginning of Kuf Chav Ches, the big long simon about Berachas Kohanim. Im ala pamachas biyom zeh shuv eino over afilu amrulo alei. Even if they tell him to go up, still they wouldn't violate. If he does go up, we know he has to make a second bracha because there was a hesach hadas. He has to make it if he duchened once and he's duchening again. Let's say shakras and musaf, right? They make a new bracha. Shikin the shana b'kedusha social aron vitzivanu because he's doing a mitzvah even though he didn't have to do that mitzvah. Good. Three lines from the bottom. Rava Amar. Rava has another answer to the earlier discussion. We are talking about how we put together the mitzvah of Bal Tosif and the mitzvah of and the idea of doing mitzvahs with kavana. So he has an important yesod. Rava Amar, two versions of Rava. Here's number one: Latseis lo ba'i kavana, la'avar ba'i kavana. To be yotzei the mitzvah, you don't need kavana. Mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana, as was discussed earlier on the daf. La'avar, but Bal Tosif you will never violate, says this version of Rava, unless you had kavana to be mosif on the mitzvah. La'avar ba'i kavana. Because after all, if you're not out of kavana, so you're doing an act that looks like a mitzvah, but you're not trying to do it. L'shei mitzvah. So why should you violate? So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'ha matan damim l'Reb Yoshua. De la'avar v'lo ba'i kavana. But according to Reb Yoshua here, Reb Yoshua, what does Reb Yoshua hold in the Mishnah that we just quoted? Yinatir matan achas. Better to do one than do four. You don't have kavana to be mosif, you're just doing it because you don't have a choice. Right? You got the matanas mixed up with the shlamims and the ashrams and the bechor. So de la'avar v'lo ba'i kavana. Say, alam arav. Okay, the Gemara says, okay, clarify. Latseis lo ba'i kavana, la'avor, right, lotzei, is to be yotzei the mitzvah, you don't need kavana. Mitzvos ein shrichas kavana. And remember, what do we paskel l'maisa regarding that sugya? A chilek between mitzvos da'araisa and mitzvos d'rabanan. Mitzvos da'araisa, mitzvos shrichas kavana. Mitzvos d'rabanan, mitzvos ein shrichas kavana. That's the Radvaz quoted in the Magen Avraham in Simon Samach. So Rava says, to be yotzei the mitzvah, you don't need kavana. La'avor, what about to violate? So that depends. Bismano, during the time of the mitzvah, lo boi kavana. You don't need kavana to do the mitzvah. Shalo bismano boi kavana. What's the svara? Why would we say that? We need some type of mitzaref, some type of halachic connector to take my action and connect it to the mitzvah. And therefore, to be yotzei the mitzvah, if I'm doing the mitzvah in the proper time, then that itself, by definition, is mitzuraf. It's the time for the mitzvah. I'm doing the action of the mitzvah. That's it. It's easier to be mitzaref. But what about the other way? If I'm being violating Baal Tosef. So if it's during the time of the mitzvah, then also it's already mitzuraf yomein. It's during the time of the mitzvah. I am, let's say, sleeping in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, right? Which the Vilna Gaon did, but general halach accepted is that that would be Baal Tosef. You can't. I'm sorry. Right, sleeping in the sukkah, shmini atzeres, and chutz la'aretz. Right, where the halacha is yisuvim asvinam bevruchi lo mavarchinan. So the gra slept in the sukkah, dafka lahachis, to show everyone that you have to take the sukkah seriously at shmini atzeres in chutz la'aretz. But generally, the Shulchan Aruch discusses that would be Baal Tosef. That's during the time of the mitzvah. So that's why you wouldn't need kavana for the mitzvah. Shalom bizvano boy kavana. But if it's not during the time of the mitzvah, and I don't have kavana, so what links this to the mitzvah to say I'm violating Baal Tosef? Remember, Baal Tosef and Baal Tikra always have to be linked to a mitzvah. Unless you all like the Ramban that came up on yesterday's daf, that you can make up your own mitzvah. But other than that, you need a mitzarif. Therefore, the mitzarif would be the kavana in this context. Period. Okay, that takes care of the Baal Tosef and Baal Tikra. I don't know if we mentioned yesterday, I don't remember, just to mention it again, and that is, there is an important Turei Evan on this Gemara. It's quoted by others elsewhere, but the Turei Evan is here. Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches. The Turei Evan says, by Baal Tigra. Baal Tigra, he says, there might be riots against this, but Baal Tigra, he says, that you only violate when you do a mitzvah in a deficient manner. That's Baal Tigra. If I don't do the mitzvah, let's say I take three minim. So the Turei Evan says, that's not Baal Tigra, you're just not doing the mitzvah. You have to do a mitzvah in a deficient manner. Let's say I'm supposed to sprinkle blood four times, and I only sprinkle it once. So I did the mitzvah, I'm yotzei the mitzvah, but I just did it in a deficient manner. That's why I'm going to violate Baal Tigra. It's doing a mitzvah begira'on. But not doing a mitzvah, so then that's not Baal Tigra, that's just not doing the mitzvah. What? He says, every time I am a vatel and I say I'm violating Baal Tigra, I don't put a tefillin today. I'm violating Baal Tigra. Every time you don't do something, you're violating Baal Tigra. So he says, no, you gotta be yotzei the mitzvah, but just doing it bigi ra'on. That's what's called Baal Tigra. And that's where Rav Shechter uses this to Re'evan in his sheet about Tcheles, that he says if you could do a mitzvah with Tcheles, and you do it without Tcheles, if it's possible that you could be doing that, that's why he's very strongly supportive of wearing Tcheles, because he holds, otherwise it might be Achshash Baal Tigra, because you're doing a mitzvah big gira own. Others say that, okay, that might be true for the Baal Tigra, but who says it applies here? If you have the other counter pressure for the issues of Tcheles, but also number two, there are halachos, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says if you have three minim, you should not shake them. You should not shake them if you have three minim on Sukkos. Right? Well, maybe as a zecher, so you don't forget, but be'ikar, let's say I have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. So the post can discuss that maybe that's not such a good idea. Maybe they're not doing the mitzvah then. So it might not be clear. You have to look up all the examples of Baal Tigra that are given, but that's the chiddush of the Turei Evan on this Amud. Okay. Amud Reb Zeira L'shamei. As I said, try to do what we can. Reb Zeira says to his servant, Ichavein v'takali, please blow shofar for me. Have kavana to be motzi me in the shofar and blow for me. Alma kasavar mashmiya boi kavana. So Reb Zeira said that, so it must be he holds that the mashmiya, the one who was being motzi me in the mitzvah, must have kavana lahotzi. Meisvei. Says the Tosefta, this also came up on 2 days ago's daf. Haya over achorei beis hakneses. Somebody's walking behind shul. Oshaya beiso samach la beis hakneses. The house is near the shul. V'shema kol shofar or kol megillah, and he hears a shofar or megillah being read or blown. Im kivin libo yatzavim lav lo yatzav. If he had kavana, He's yotze if not. V'chi kivin libo my have. But ask the Gemara, so what if he has kavana to be yotze? Heich lo kamachavin adaita didei. But the guy blowing didn't have kavana. He didn't know he was outside. So if you need kavana lahotzi, so why should it be good enough if you just have kavana latzeis? Hacha b'shliach tzibur askinan didaita akule alma. No, that's talking about a shliach tzibur. And therefore he has kavana for everybody. Doesn't have kavana for a specific person. So he'll have you in mind too. So you do need kavana to the mashmiya or to the baal tokeya, but you have it. You have it here. Kavana lahotzi does not mean I know every specific person. It just means I have kavana to whoever is listening. Whoever is listening. Tashma, niskavin shomeya v'lo niskavin mashmiya, niskavin mashmiya v'lo niskavin shomeya. If you only have one of them, lo yatza, achi yiskavin shomeya u'mashmiya. You have to have both. Katani, mashmiya, dumya, deshomeya. So don't we compare the two in this context? Mashomeya, shomeya la'atzmo. Just like the shomeya is an individual, shouldn't we also understand? Af mashmiya, mashmiya la'atzmo. So to the mashmiya is only hearing it for himself. Big shaila about the gersa here. We'll go with the other girsa, the Mara of Ranchburg quotes the other girsa from the Gra, Viktani Yatza. The other girsa, and it says Yatza that if you have the kavana for yourself, you're yotze, and even if the mashmiya only has personal kavana for this one person, even if you're not there, the mashmiya doesn't have you in mind, still yotze. Isn't that how we should understand this? The Gemara says no. Tanai, he really is a machlokas Tanai. Whatever brisa you can find out there that says you don't need kavanas hamashmiya, you're right, but it's a machlokas tanoim. Titania, as the brisa says, shomea shomea laatzmo, umashmiya mashmiya lefi darko. Right, the Tanakama says that it can work, personal kavana can work if it's only for an individual, it's still okay, it can work for someone who is not held in mind. Amar Rabbi Yosi, b'medra mamur b'shliach tzibur, aval b'yachin lo yatza, she iskavit shomeya u'mashmiya. So it's a machlokas whether you need kavanas mashmiya. It's amazing. So which is the chiddush shita? Whenever there's a machlokas, we always have to ask, okay, what would I have said without this machlokas, and what's the chiddush? So the pashas I would have said is that you have to have kavanah both directions. How do you connect this mitzvah to you? You have to have kavana to be yotze. You have to have kavana to connect this action to the person listening. Well, the chiddush is that maybe you could have the person who does not have you in mind. You don't need kavanas mashmiya. Meaning, even if I think only I'm being only be motzi one person, somebody out there that I don't know about still could be yotze with me as long as he has kavanas. That's a chiddush. Somehow, the maisa mitzvah has a mind of its own. And therefore, even if the person creating the Maisa HaMitzvah doesn't have me in mind, that's okay. Because the Maisa HaMitzvah has me in mind. As long as I have Kavana, I need Kavana. But if as long as I have Kavana, that's good enough to connect me to the Mitzvah.
Good.
Call Yisrael Arevim, but
you still... You figure the person blowing the shofar certainly doesn't have in mind not to.
I'm saying, but he doesn't have in mind not to, but let's see, if he doesn't know about you. Doesn't know about you. You know, let's say it comes up. Let's say, I don't know, Kiddush or any other time where somebody knows his family is, let's say you're at a hotel and you're making Kiddush for your family and there's six people at the table and all of a sudden somebody's behind you listening from another table and you had no idea that he was behind you and after Kiddush you hear an Amen and you turn around, you're like, who is that? I didn't know he was there, I didn't know he was listening. So does a person have Stam Das? Whoever's listening to my Kiddush, I'm Motzi. You know, if you're making it for a large crowd, okay, but if you see specifically who's in front of you, you don't have Kavana for him. So, I call Yisrael Arevim. I wouldn't have minded, but did I have him in mind or not? Lamaisa, I didn't. So it could be that in that case, you might have to make another, so what? Call Yisrael Arevim. Wonderful, but you don't have him in mind, unless it's Stamdas. Says the Mishnah. Says the Meir. This Mishnah is here because we're talking about Kavana and thinking about things inside. So that's why this Mishnah is here. V'haya kasha yarim Moshe yado. V'gavar Yisrael v'chulu. When Moshe lifted up his hands by Amalek, then Bnei Yisrael won the war. Won the war, they were victorious. And when he put down his hands, they were not. And that's why we know Yeshua and Hur held up his hands. V'chiyadav shel Moshe osos milchama osharos milchama. Are Moshe's hands magical? When he held up his hands, they won. If not, Ela lomer lecha. Calls Moshe, O Yisrael, mistakon klabei mala. Whenever Bnei Yisrael, their eyes were heavenward, meaning when his hands were up, Then Bnei Yisrael's eyes were drawn upward, and they thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mishavdin eslibam levim shem ha-shamayim, and they thought about Hashem, Hayim Eskabrin. Then they were able to be victorious over Amalek, v'yem lava yunoflim. And if not, if they just thought kochi v'otzim yadi, if they thought it was only their own, and they weren't looking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then they were not victorious. We discussed in the mitzvah shir last week, the three mitzvahs of Amalek. There are three mitzvahs of Amalek. Remember what Amalek did to us? And wiping out Amalek and not forgetting Amalek. Feel free to listen. We have six more mitzvahs, Bez Hashem, in the mitzvah shir. Feel free to start with number one, if you like. But we're almost, Bez Hashem, almost finished with the cycle. Kayotze Badavar, Ata Omer. Similarly, says the Mishnah, also on OU.org. Kayotze Badavar, Ata Omer. Asei lecha saraf v'simoso al nes. Bahaya kol anashuch. Remember the plague that took place in Sefer Bamidbar. Everybody was getting bitten by the snakes. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, and Aaron HaKohen, make a staff that looks like a serpent and put it on a stick and stick it up high. And whoever was bitten and looks at it for Ra'a Oso V'chai, whoever looks at it will live. V'chi Nachash Meimis O Nachash Mechayeh. Does the Nachash have powers of life and death? It kills and it causes to live? No, same idea. Ela bismashi yisrael mishstaklin kalpe mala. If they're looking up and they catch the snake and their eyes are drawn up to heaven, umishavdinis libam laviyem shabashamayim, ayumis rapim, ve'imlav ayunimokim. They would be healed or they would rot and they would die. 2 points. Rishon Achron. First the Rishon, the Ramban. The Ramban writes in Parshas Chukas, where it says that Moshe Rameidu made the nechash nechoshes. Rashi points out already, Moshe was not told what material to use to make this saraf, to make this nachash. Rashi says, "Onomar lo la'asoso shol nachoshes, ela amar Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar lo nachash, ani asenu shol nachoshes. I will make it out of copper. Lashon nofel al lashon." That's Rashi. I'm going to make a nachash nachoshes. Says the Ramban, V'lo avinosi zeh. I don't understand this. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't even tell him to make a nachash. He told him to make a saraf. What does it mean? Oh, he took it. He said, I'm going to expand the nachash nachoshes. Kodesh Baruch Hu iskelo nachash ela aseh lecha saraf, as our Mishnah says. Avol daitam lomar, but rather, what does Rashi mean here? Ela halach Moshe achar shem ha'etzem asher lo. Moshe Rabbeinu went after the shem ha'etzem, meaning the root of saraf. Right, what is the category of a saraf? It is nachash. It is nachash. The Yerushalmi's Lashon. Rav Shavel quotes it on the bottom of the Ramban here. Ikara lo nachash. Right, this is the Yerushalmi, that the ikara of a saraf is a nachash. Back to the Ramban. V'hanira be'enai besona davar hazeh. But what's the secret of this event in the Torah? Ki midarkei haTorah shekol ma'aseha neis besoch neis. There are many miracles that pile on miracles. Tasir hanezek b'mazik. You take what should make it sicker, and that will be healing. Kamoshe Eskiru, what's the most famous common story, is Moshe threw a bitter tree into bitter waters, and Mamela made it sweet. You take something that is totally miraculous, and you make it into more of a miracle. V'chein b'melach Elisha b'mayim, and also in Malachim Beis, in Perek Beis, the story of Elisha making the water sweet by throwing in salt. V'yadua b'darkei harefuos. And it is known in the medical field, shekol neshuche ba'alei ha'eres yistachnu bir'osam osam o bir'us d'mehem, d'musam. It'll make you even sicker if a person bitten by a dog will see a dog. A person bitten by a snake will see a snake. It'll make you even worse. Ad ki neshuche akelav ashote v'chein shara behemos ashotos im yabitu b'mayim yir elohem sham bibuas. They would see in the reflection even, hakelav o'amazik v'yamusu. It'll be so terrible for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, watch me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take a nachash, I'm going to send that to heal those who were bitten by snakes. Shia kol zeh kach ra'uya li'yisrael l'nechushi ha'nachashim asrafim shalo yiru nachash lo yizkaru v'lo yalo leiv klal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take it, because you'll see who's the source of the meimis and the mechaya. You'll see, you think this is going to cause something? No, it's ki achet meimis, and the chet is mechaya, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one in charge. Good. The Yom Teruah also discusses here. I don't know if we mentioned the Yom Teruah yet. I don't think so. The Yom Teruah, if you remember, we mentioned him back in Yoma. Mariam bim Chabiv. It's one of the Achronim who has a sefer, and the sefer is on the last parak of Yoma, and it is on Kapos Svarim is on Lulav HaGazel and Lulav HaRava, and it's on the second half of Masechas Rosh Hashanah. Right, it started a couple of lot ago. It's on the learned sugyas, right, on the first half and on the second half. So here he discusses, interesting lashon, he says, is the Nachash Memis Umachayet? But the Nachash, he says, where did it say it is? The Nachash is Memis. V'chi Nachash Memis, v'chi Tema, that Tmiya, lokoi an Nachashim ta'alma el an Nachash Nachash Nachoshis ta'asa Moshe, miyu ze shabar de Memis, that she yikshe. Doesn't say anything about the Nachash being Memis. The Nachash was Machaya. The Nachash is Memis. So he goes through discussion here, again, I'm not going to go through it. He says exactly the language of Nachash Memis or Nachash Machaya. He talks about it here. But we'll get back to him soon because there's a lot more I want to get to. Let's go to the last few lines of the Mishnah. Back to the halachic elements. Cheresh ota v'katan e motzi desarabi dechovasan. A cheresh, a shota, or a katan cannot blow shofar on a Rosh Hashanah. They can't be motzi the rabbi dechovasan. Ze aklal, kol she'ena mechuyev adavar, ena motzi desarabi dechovasan. Whoever is not mechuyev in something cannot be motzi the rabbi dechovasan. There's a very well-known question asked by all the achronim, starting with the Yom Teruah, right here. And that is, there's a machlokas rishonim, seemingly, what is the mitzvah of tzkiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Many Rishonim say that the bracha is lishmoa kol shofar, or al shmias kol shofar, which gives us the impression the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, not to blow the shofar. Some Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam and others quoted in the Rush, say the bracha is letkoa, or al tekiyas. So Pasha's, that machlokas, is what's the mitzvah? Is it to hear the shofar or to blow the shofar? But we paskin lishmoa. So if that is true, if the mitzvah is to hear the shofar, so why can't a cheresh ota v'katan blow it? They'll blow it. I hear the shofar. What's the problem? They're not being motzi me. They are creating the kol. Once the kol is created, so then that's it. Then I hear it and I'm yotze. It's not a good mashal, but let's say, you know, a katan pours the wine for me for kiddush. So he created the situation and I'm going to make kiddush. There's no problem with that. So too, he's creating the situation, and I'm going to hear it, and I'm going to do the mitzvah. He's not being motzi me. So why is that? Says the Yom Teruah, in his view, he says, even according to the opinions of Lishmoa, there are two parts to the mitzvah. Everybody agrees. There is a mitzvah tkiyah and a mitzvah shmia. The machlokas is which part gets the bracha. Which part do you relate to for the bracha? But really, there is both. The Yira Lomar, the mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, he had tkiya vashmiya, shneyem yachad. The ikra mitzvah he has shmiya. Ula chalukas mitzvah tkiya, osa shliach lechaveo sheyitka ba'ado. Venimsa, the shomer mecherchot v'katan, avabi de machalek. Mitzvah shmias, michelek mitzvah shmias kol shofar yatsu, michelek mitzvah shotkiya gufa lo yatsu, the base chalakim hey mitzvah tkiya vashmiya. Okay, that's his answer. Most achronim don't say that. Most achronim say if the mitzvah shmiya, the mitzvah shmiya. But the chiddush is, says the Sfasem is here and others, even if the mitzvah is shmiya, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you need the cheftza shel kol shofar to be created by a gavra bar chiyuva. So what? He's not being yotze you in the mitzvah. That's not my example before was bad. Pouring the wine, that's nothing. That's not creating anything. That's not doing anything yet. Blowing the shofar is creating something. So even if he's not being motzi me, I still need him to create that chefza shall call shofar in order that I should be yotze. Rav Shechter's formulation in Eretz Tzvi in Simen Gimel is based on Rav Soloveitchik's idea by many other mitzvahs. And that's why many times we have, by most mitzvahs, the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Kiyam HaMitzvah are one in the same. When I shake a lulav, what's the Maisa HaMitzvah? Shaking a lulav. What's the Kiyam HaMitzvah? Shaking a lulav. There's no difference between the two. But once in a while, there is a difference. There's a Maisa and a Kiyam. For example, Simchas Yantif. Maisa HaMitzvah, eating meat and wine, doing things that are Simcha bringing. What's the Kiyam HaMitzvah? Feeling good inside. If I go through the motions of Yantif, and I eat meat, and I drink wine, and I do all the things that make normal people happy, but I'm not happy inside, that I did not fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. I did the Maisa mitzvah, but I didn't do the Kima mitzvah. He said the same by Avelus in that realm, the same by Tfila. The Maisa mitzvah is Tadavin. The Kima mitzvah is Avodah Shebelev. Maisa and Kiyam, maybe that's the idea by Tshuva too. The Maisa mitzvah is Vidui. The Kiyam mitzvah is inside. So suggests Rav Shechter, maybe the same thing here by Shofar. The Maisa mitzvah is the Tkiyah. The Kiyam mitzvah is the Shmiyah. And therefore, you do need a bar chiyuva to create the ma'isa ha-mitzvah. It's the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, being motzi in the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, even though the kiyum ha-mitzvah is what is required. And maybe, he says, everybody agrees to this. And the machlokas is just, what should the bracha relate to? The ma'isa ha-mitzvah or the kiyum ha-mitzvah? And we pass in the kiyum ha-mitzvah, l'shmoa kol shofar. Okay, again, these are big topics. Tanur Rabbanan says the Gemara. Hakol chayav betkiyah shofar, kohanim, levim, v'yisraelim. Everybody has to hear shofar. Geirim, v'avadim v'shachrarim. Geirim, or freed slaves. V'tumtum, v'androgynous. Meaning, while the Eved is a slave, he's chayav, Eved Kanani is chayav in Mitzvahs like an Isha. So he's not chayav in shofar, but once he's freed, he's chayav. V'tumtum, v'androgynous. And safek ish Ishas. Period. Misha chasi Eved, v'chasi ben chor. And also one more, somebody who's half and half, who had two owners, one of them let them free, and he's still half and half. Tumtum eino motzi lo es mino, lo es eino mino. A tumtum, someone who you are not sure. Zachar nekeva, ambiguous. So he cannot be motzi, either another tumtum, because maybe one of them, maybe he's a nekeva, and the other one's a zachar. Lo es eino mino, and he can't be motzi a zachar. Either in his trying. Androgynous, motzias mino, avalo she'eno mino. An androgynous who has both elements, male and female, can be motzi his min. Why? Because there's a machlokas what an androgynous is. But whatever it is, it's the same for all androgyni. And therefore, if he's a zachar, then the other guy's a zachar too. And if he's a biri b'fnei atzma, he's also a biri b'fnei atzma. So that's why he can be motzi mino, avalo she'eino mino. Because maybe he's a biri b'fnei atzma, and the other person's a zachar, and therefore he cannot be motzi. Misha chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin, eino motzi lo es mino, avalo she'eino mino. Same thing, chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin cannot be motzi his type, because his sad avdus shebo cannot be motzi the tzad cheirus of someone else, and he can't be motzi eino mino either because of the tzad cheirus. Omar mar, now let's talk about this braisa. Hakol chayav b'tkiyah shofar. Kohanim levi v'yisraelim pshita. What's the chiddush? Yehani lo machayvi, man machayvi. What's the chiddush of saying, everybody, that a kohen is chayav b'tkiyah shofar? He has to do all mitzvos. What's the chiddush? Kohanim b'tzri chalei. The chiddush is kohanim, as you might have thought. What do you mean? Kohanim are chayvin more mitzvos than yisraelim. What's the havamina to say they're potter? Sakatai dachamina. Ho'el v'ksiv yom teruah yelachem. Today is the day that you have to blow shofar. Mandalese ela b'tkiyah dachad yoma. Hu demachayev. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is only for people who don't have any other days of the year than they have to be involved in shofar. Ahan v'hani kohanim. Ho'el v'isnu b'tkiyahs dekol hashana. Since they're involved in tkiyahs the whole year. D'chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Baloscha. Uskatem b'chasos ros alo lo seichem. Eima lo l'chayvu. Kamash malan. Because they are chayiv in other blowings. So then, you might have thought they're pater from this one. Kamash malan. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, how can you compare those two cases? Me dummy, hasam chatzos ros v'hacha shofar. That's a totally different idea, chatzos ros. That's nothing to do with this mitzvah of shofar. Or even if you want to say, it does have to do with it. Because one of those chatzos ros, that's also a form of tefillah. Right, it's the time of Esau. Remember the Ramban, who argues on the Rambam. The Ramban who says that there is no mitzvah to daven every day, midaraisa. The Rambam says yes. The Ramban says no. There's only a mitzvah to daven, be'esara. This is his pasuk that he quotes. That's the pasuk in Baloscha, the source for Esara. So even if you want to say, as we said a couple of days ago, that shofar is a form of tefillah, and these chatzotas are a form of tefillah, so you still might say they're still obligated. Meaning, what's this kamash malan? Kamash malan, even though they're both about tefillah, they're still obligated, or that has nothing to do with tefillah. Right? Either way, but still, that's why you have to say they are obligated. But then the Gemara says, but they're two different ideas, though. Hacha chazim chatzos v'hacha shofar, two different ma'isa mitzvos. Ela itzrech, so we try again. Since the Mishnah said earlier, the Mishnah compared Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel regarding tekiyas and brachas. Remember, we say the machias according to shofros. Man de isa b'mitzvahs Yovel, isa b'mitzvahs to Rosh Hashanah. One who is involved in the mitzvah of Yovel is also involved in this mitzvah. V'hani kohanim hovel lester b'mitzvah de Yovel. Since they're not involved in the mitzvah of Yovel, many of the laws of Yovel do not apply to them. Titznan, as the Mishnah says, kohanim v'leviyim mochrin la'olam v'goalin la'olam. Their property does not go back in Yovel. So eima b'mitzvah de Rosh Hashanah lo l'chayvu. So to the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, you might think that they should not be obligated in. Kamash malan, we say that they are still obligated. It's a question about the girsa of Kamash Malan, some of the girsa of Kamash Malan, that they're involved in some parts of Yovel. or Kamashlat, even if they're not involved in Tzopras and Yovel, still you would say that. Again, the Gemara, in a number of places, we'll have it even more, in a couple of daf, compares the mitzvah of blowing shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel and blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Even the amount that we blow says Truah three times in the Torah, but not all of it. It only says Truah once by Rosh Hashanah. How do we know you're supposed to blow shofar three times and you're not sure what it is and you need to keep it before and after? So minimum we blow 30. Minimum. Why? Because of the sources by Yovel and by Rosh Hashanah. So even though there are differences between them, according to many Rishonim, the Rambam, sounds like the on Yovel, the mitzvah is Tekiah, and on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is Shmiah. That's true, but still the Gemara and the Mishnah already compares them. That might be a riot to the other side, that they're more similar. But even if you want to say one is Tekiah, one is Shmiah, they're similar enough. They both involve shofar that the Gemara is comfortable comparing them. Weiter. Misha chazi avid v'chazi ben chorin. Inu motzi lo asmino v'lo she'eno mino. Amar av huna. So the Mishnah, the Brisa says they can't be motzi anyone else. Amar av huna ula asma motzi. But he can't be motzi himself. The chazi avid chazi v'chorin can't be motzi himself. That's what we're mashma, says Rav Huna. Ready to be motzi himself. Amar le Rav Nachman la Rav Huna. Why? Maishna atla achirim delo. Why do we say he cannot be motzi others? Delo asit tzad avdus umafik tzad chayrus. His side of being an eved cannot be motzi the side of being a ben chorin. So la atzmo nami lo asit tzad avdus didei umafik tzad chayrus didei. So even himself, it shouldn't work. So ella amar of Nachman afla atzmo ina motzi. So Rav Nachman argues on Rav Huna, he cannot even be motzi himself. He's stuck. He has to use someone else. Someone else, because someone else who is a ben chorin can be motzi yisad chayrus. That's it. He cannot be motzi himself. Tanina mihachi mishachazi evad chazi ben chorin afla atzma ina motzi. Right? It's ironic. How many mitzvahs do we have that you can't do yourself, but you could have a shliach do for you? Usually the rule is if you can't do it, you can't have a shliach do it. Here, no. Here, somebody else could create the mitzvah for you. Period. Okay. Last section of the parak. Tani ava berei derbi zera. Kol habrachas kulan af al pi sheyatza motzi. Shas topics coming up right here. Every bracha, even though I already did the mitzvah, I can be motzi someone else in the mitzvah. Says Rashi, Shaharei kol Yisrael arevim zel azeb mitzvahs. All Bnei Yisrael are arev to each other in mitzvahs. And the Ritva has an even stronger lashon here. The Ritva says, why? Harei kol Yisrael arevim zel azeb v'kulam kiguf echad. They're all like one body. Uka'arev ha'poreya chov chavero. It's like an arev, like a cosigner, paying somebody's debt. If you didn't do the mitzvah, then I still owe God. All Kla Yisrael are in this together. That's ka'arev ha'poreya chov chavero. U'bichlal zed even says, included in this, gam birchas kriyashma, deshat mosi dechavaso me'em afilu es habaki, even the baki, as it's bi'ikradin. We say it together, we say it ourselves. But then he quotes the exceptions to the rule. There are a couple of exceptions to the approval of Avishyotza Mosi, you gotta do it yourself. Kriyashma Vitfila Enomoti Esabaki, because Yerushalmi says you should be Makabal Machoshamayim yourself. Right? It's not appropriate. If somebody doesn't know, okay. But if it's not appropriate, that's the Ritva's Lashon. So Ava said, quotes the Brisa. Even though Yatza Mosi, chut, except for Mi Birchas Alech LeBirchas Ayayin. Except for Birchas Hayam and Lechma Yayin. Those pashas are just examples of Birchas Hanehenin. Birchas Hanehenin. Shim lo yatsa motzi. If I'm also eating an apple or bread, then I can make a motzi. You can say amen and biyotze and fine. Vim yatsa in a motzi. But if I already ate an apple, and now you want to eat an apple, you want me to make the bracha for you. No good. Doesn't work. Rashi on the bottom. Ubizu ein kanarvus. Shein achove al ha'adam. Lo listen, even lo livrech. I don't have arvis. If you don't eat an apple, okay, you don't need an apple. I don't have any obligation connected to your eating or drinking something. So the pashas of this line is, Birchas HaMitzvahs, we apply the principle of Yatza Motzi, Kaisval Revim Zelazeh, but not by Birchas HaNehenin, unless you are also involved. The Ritva here asks why Dafka Pasan Yayin are quoted. They're the most chashuv. You can look there in the Ritva. Boy, Rava, says Rava, what about this case? Birchas halachem shel matzah. U birchas hayayin shel kiddush hayom mahu. What about a birchas hanehanin that is a mitzvah? Now it gets a little tricky. Birchas HaMitzvah, you can be motzi others. Birchas HaNenin, you can't be motzi others. What if you have the Birchas HaNenin in the context of a mitzvah? Right, saying HaMotzi on matzah. Or saying Kiddush. Kivan dechova hi mafik. Lamaisa, it is obligatory. So maybe you should say, you can be motzi. O dilma bracha lavchova hi. Or do I say, no, this bracha, I can't be motzi. I can't do it. Like the boy pragafin part of Kiddush, you have to say yourself. If I am not drinking also. Again, if I'm drinking the wine, that doesn't make a difference. Even a regular Birchas HaNenin I can make for you. But if I'm not, so Tashma, Damar Rav Ashi, Ki Avina Be Rav Papi, Havi Mekadish Lan, when Rav Papi was here, he made Kiddush for us, V'chi Avi Asi Arise, Midavra Havi Mekadish Lu, and when his Aris came in, when his sharecropper came in, he made Kiddush for him again. Meaning, it does work. It does work, even if he's not being motzi, even if he's not partaking himself. And that is Pasha's what we hold. That is a huge topic. A more well-known part of it is under a chuppah. Under a chuppah, the Masada Kedushin says, Bori Peragafen, and Vitzivan Alara, Yos Vaslanos Arusos, and he generally does not drink the wine. He gives it to the Chassan and the Kawa. So is that okay? My Bori Peragafen, it works for the Chassan and the Kawa. So most say, yes, fine. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, when you have a Birchat Nenin in the context of a Birchat Mitzvah, even though I'm not participating, I could give it, I could do it for you. There are those that are machmir. Those that are machmir say, no, maybe it's different than Kiddush, who says it's a mitzvah, the chulu, and therefore, either the less obvious way or the more obvious way. As the Masada Kedushin gives it to whoever he's going to give to the Chaz of the Kala, he shakes his hand a little bit and drips a little bit on his fingers. And therefore, as the photographer goes to the Chaz of the Kala, he sips up his thumb, and therefore he also drunk. Or some mamish, I've seen more in Eretz Yisrael, they take a drink from the coast, mamish, and then they give to the Chaz of the Kala. Either way, that is a discussion. What did Reb Chaim do? Two Masoris, different Masoris. And they're each charif about it. Each charif, the Afike Yam, quotes Reb Chaim, quotes Reb Simcha Zelig, who quotes Reb Chaim, as he used to shake a little bit onto his hand. That's what he used to do. Hayanishbach sas miyakos al yado, vayatoim la'achar abracha miyanishbach al yado. Ba'ofan shalo her gishu haroim. Reb Chaim was very politically correct. Umatov im haya, haya mitchazek, mi mitchazek, vayashos as a kos ba'atzmo. He could have. That's not what he did. But anyway, he used to sip it up. Anyway, that's the, or he's be worried about the germ freaks. But others, I heard a different grandson of Reb Chaim said, no, dafka the opposite. He never did that. He dafka held like the pashtus of the Gemara. That is, you can be yotzi with, through others. Okay. But it comes up by marriage, it comes up by Avdallah, it comes up by other context. What about Shabbos morning? That's a little trickier. What's Kiddush Rab in the morning, Shabbos morning? What bracha do you say for Kiddush? Bori Peragafen. V'sham Ruzachar, that's all minog. What is Kiddush Shabbos morning? The Gemara says, Bori Peragafen, that's it. That's why Pashas is called Kiddush Rab. It's a euphemism, it's not Kiddush Rab. That's what the Rashbam says in Arvei Pesachim. So there too, do you say, if you have a plain Birchas Hanehenin, let's say Hamotzi Friday night, also, all you say is the Birchas HaNenin, even though it's obligatory. Is that also good enough? Or do you need a Birchas HaMitzvah along with it? So Pashtus is, you might say, that even that also works. Whereas I'm a Machalik here, the Brisker Rav was Machmir though Shabbos morning. Brisker Rav, the Grizz, quote is like, you gotta drink. You cannot, if quote is just a Bari for a Guffin, somebody cannot be motzi unless they're also drinking. I've heard this misquoted also in the past. The Brisker Rav says you have to make Kiddush yourself Shabbos morning. You cannot be motzi others. By a Kiddush, the rabbi can't make Kiddush. Everybody has to make Kiddush themselves. No. The Brisker Rav's quote has said, what his far is that if the rabbi wouldn't be drinking, then they have to make their own Kiddush. But by a regular Berachas HaNenin, if I make it and I drink, then you also can be yotzi with that. Either way. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Last couple of lines. Lo yifros ada prusa la'archim, ela imkein ochel imayim. A person should not break bread, say a motzi, unless he is eating with them. But he can be poreis for his children, kedei lachancha b'mitzvos. Kedei lachancha b'mitzvos, meaning, even if he's not eating. Even if he's not eating. Says the Ritva here, this works out much better if you say, bracha she'ein etzricha, or Shem Shamayim Lashav, saying a bracha, Shem Tzricha, is only an Israel Losisa Midirabanan, like Bali Tosva say. If you hold like the Rambam, saying a bracha, Shem Tzricha, this is Daraisa, I find this hard to believe. I find this hard to believe, says the Ritva. Why? Because I'm violating Nisa Daraisa for the mitzvah of chinuch? Okay, that's the Ritva. Others say, what are you talking about? What about every mitzvah d'rabbanon we say Hashem Hashem? Chinuch is also a mitzvah d'rabbanon, right? The details of chinuch. So what's the problem? Even the Rambam would say, this is a tzorech, to be mechanichim in mitzvahs, no problem. Okay. Ubahalel b'megillah ava bisha yatza motzi. By Halel and by Megillah, even though yatza motzi, by those brachas, those aren't, even though those are, might be d'rabbanon also, might be d'rabbanon, by Persumidis and others, you can be motzi. Fine. Adralach Reu Bezdin. Yotif Shah Rosh Hashanah Zecholias B'Shabbos. A Yadav Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. B'mikdash HaYitokan Avalo B'Medina. B'mikdash, they used to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah in the base of Mikdash, but not outside the base of Mikdash. The Pashas is, this means Mikdash and outside the base of Mikdash. The Rambam has a well-known shita, where the Rambam says Mikdash here means the entire Yerushalayim. And Medina means outside of Yerushalayim. And that was the controversy 150 years ago, where there was those that wanted to blow shofar in Yerushalayim. There were those rabbis, based on the Rambam, that you could recreate the smicha, and based on the Rambam, that all of Yerushalayim. And he was, the Rav in the mid-1800s was rejected. We don't paskin that way. But that's the Rambam's Mikdash and Medina. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak once said, Yontif shal Rosh Hashanah shecholias b'Shabbos. Every time Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, he used to say, Rebbeinu shel Olam, this year there's no choice. You have to give us Chaim. You have to write Chaim today. Why? Ki imlon ked chalila ein atah rashay lichtov b'Shabbos klash. Or is it chil Shabbos? It's chil Shabbos. You can't write today. Aval lachayim pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh, rashoy ato lichtov, shezer pikuach nefesh edoch ez haShabbos. And therefore, yantif shal Rosh Hashanah, when is Rosh Hashanah yantif shechol yis b'Shabbos? When it falls down on Shabbos, then Rosh Hashanah is a real yantif. Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, in his classic inimitable style, right there. And there are other Chassidish shofarts on this Mishnah. But yantif shal Rosh Hashanah chol yis b'Shabbos. Halachically, though, it's interesting that Rosh Hashanah here is called a yantif. That relates to the sugya of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Is there simcha on Rosh Hashanah like the other chagim? Well, here it calls it a yantif. After the Churban Bayis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was besakin, that they blew any place where there was a Bezdin, Sheyesh bo Bezdin, wherever there was a Bezdin. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo hizkar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, elo b'yavnin bovan. No, only the Bezdin Agadol, which went to Yavne. Amru lo, echad Yavne, v'echad kol makam sheyesh bo Bezdin. No, machlokes, wherever there was a Bezdin. Why? We'll have to see. What's the difference between Bezdin and not Bezdin? V'yozo, so I said Yerushalayim Yisrael al Yavne. And not only did Yerushalayim, according to that Shita, have something more on Yavne regarding shofar, but the following. By Yerushalayim, shekol ir shehi ro'eh, v'shoma'as, v'krova, v'yechol olavo, any place that's in proximity of Yerushalayim. And they can see it, they can hear it. Token, they also blow there. U'v'yavne lo yitoken el b'bezdin mufan. Yavne only in the actual Bezdin. Period. Minani Mili, how do we know that there is an issue of shofar on Shabbos? And it's not that everybody blows. So, the Havamina here is that it's a Din D'Oraisa. Amar Rebbe Levi Bar Lachma, Amar Rebbe Chama Bar Chanina, Kosav Echad Omer, Shabbason Zichron Trua, the Kosav Echad Omer, Yom Trua Yelachem. So which is it? Emor and Pinchas? Lo Kasha, Kam B'Yantav Shechalias B'Shabbos, Kam B'Yantav Shechalias B'Chol. So the Havamina is that it's a Din D'Oraisa. The Aruch HaShulchan and his son, the Torah Tamima, both point out in a few places that it's interesting that the Zichron Trua is in Emor and the Yom Trua is in Pinchas. If you do the math, the first Rosh Hashanah after Yetzias Mitzrayim was on Shabbos. If you work it out, but Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Wednesday night going into Thursday, do the math. That's why it says Zichron Trua. That's why it says Zichron Trua in Rosh Hashanah, and that's why also it talks about, we're not going to get into the details, you look at the Torah Tamima on Parshas Emor, that's why it has Sukkos, the Dalet Midim, or in the second Parsha of Sukkos, because the first one, Sukkos, was also on a Shabbos that year. So if you do the math, it's unbelievable. Do the math and look at the inferences of the text, it's amazing. Anyway, that's a Din D'Oraisa. Amar Rava, imi D'Oraisa, hi b'mikdash echi takinon. If it's a din d'oraisa, then it's only zichron shrua, and not actually yom shrua. So why does the base of mikdash have a heter? So this is a d'oraisa. Va'od halam malachi. And also, it's not one of alamatos malachis to blow shofar. Mid de'istra krala me'ute, that you would need a pasuk to exclude the tana de Yishmuel. Chol malachas avoda lo sasu, you can't do malachas avoda on yantif. Yatzasot ki ha'shofar v'rdias ha'pas. Shichach levet malacha. Blowing shofar or taking bread out of the oven is just a chachma. It's that you have to figure out how to do it, but it's not a malacha. So You don't need a pasuk to say it's mutter. So Elama Rava. So we say no, Rava is really correct. The Yerushalmi pasuk is the maskana that it's a daraisa. But we pass it like the Bavli. It's an issa derabbanan. Elo amar Rava midaraisa misra shari. Rabbanan with the gazer bay kidderaba. Famous gzera derabba. Dama Rava. Ko chayev b'tikiyah shofar. Everybody's chayev in shofar. Vena kol b'kiyah b'tikiyah shofar. But not everybody is a bucky. Gzera shavi yitzlev b'yado. V'yelech it's a bucky lo mod. V'yavirenu da'alamath b'rishos harabim. You might take the shofar. Mayinu time into Lulav, Vahainu time into Megillah. The three places in Shas where this appears, maybe one other place, but these are the three places that come Lamaisa. Again, there's a lot to talk about here. Maybe just mention one other point, and the rest I'll do at the beginning of the next year, and that is the Vilna Gaon is Medayik. Rava says, why doesn't it just say, everybody, not everybody is a Baki, and therefore you might come to carry it. Why the first line? Everybody's Chayiv to Kiyah Shofar, and not everybody, what's that first line? The Gra says that answers the question of why isn't there a gzera that Shema Yavirenu the Torah, and therefore it shouldn't be Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. Shema Yavirenu the Megillah, right? And let's say the second day of Shavuos would fall out on Shabbos in Chutz Laaretz, Yilein Rus, right? Or the one that, why? Because there's no Chovas HaYachad on each person there. The only problem in all these cases is where there's a Chova on each and every person. Hakol chayavet v'tzkiya shofar v'ein hakol chayavet. Where there's a chovis hatzibur, there's no chash. The tzibur will do it. Not the kriyas haTorah and kriyas haMegillah even. Besides Purim. Purim you have it. Purim you have the gzera. But there's not a chovis yachid, so then there would be no worry. Again, there's a lot more here on this line. We'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue.